listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning with a medium chance of showers, Mackay heading for 24 degrees and Airlie Beach 25. Making the news today, Monday the 5th of June, Queenslanders told to be patient with the new housing minister, updates on Airlie's foreshore battle and sugar apprenticeships in our region. A peak body focused on improving housing outcomes for Queenslanders says the new housing minister needs time to get across the huge challenges affecting the state.
Minister Scanlon's hit the ground running. She certainly reached out to stakeholders within hours of the announcement and has been meeting all around the state to understand the issues, to listen, and I think that's really fantastic.
That's Queensland Shelters Fiona Canala. Canala says one of the greatest hurdles is what we do now to address the immediate housing crisis. The legal battle against Whitsunday Council to challenge a high-rise hotel on the foreshore has wrapped up with the judge to make his decision in August. The Brisbane judge visited Airlie Beach to get a feel of the location and atmosphere of the popular tourist beach town. The proposed hotel sparked debate with locals as the 12-storey hotel would break the Downs building height by more than 30 metres. President of Save the Foreshore Suzette Pelt says the community response has been amazing.
It's been huge. The community is right behind us. Whenever we put a call out, people are there. Whenever we remind people to please help us with fundraising, start getting donations in, people have just been fantastic because they know what Airlie Beach is all about, and it's not high-rise.
When asked about the future of community and council after the court case, Council's Director of Planning Neil McGaffin says it's all about keeping the communication open. With the 2023 crushing season in full swing at our local sugar mills, the Australian Sugar Milling Council is reflecting on the training and apprenticeship opportunities available in regional Queensland. ASMC has launched a new digital campaign highlighting the importance of securing the next generation of skilled workers by featuring 8 apprentices from Tully, Ingham, Brandon, Mackay and Bundaberg. ASMC Chief Executive Officer Rachel Sheard says that she hopes that the campaign is to help raise awareness of the important role of the sugar manufacturing sector plays in Queensland's economy. This year, Queensland is expected to produce over 4 tonnes of raw sugar. And Mackay's Veteran Hub is one of 8 being axed by the federal government as no funding has been reinstated for veteran hubs across the country in Labour's second budget. Shadow Minister for Veterans Affairs Barnaby Joyce says the 2023 to 2024 budget papers have confirmed that funding for veterans hubs would fall to $0 within 3 years. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Mackay Cutters will be celebrating as they bag their first win of the season in the QRL over the weekend. Taking on the 6th ladder-placed Sunshine Coast Falcons, our boys played a great match and came out victorious with a winning score of 16-10. And in NBL 1 North, our Mackay Meteors and Meteorettes went head-to-head with Logan Thunder right here at the home stadium. It was a weekend of losses as our Meteors men were defeated by the top of the ladder Logan Thunder 96-83, while our Meteorettes just lost out on the win by 8 points, losing 61-69. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.